From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Is Russia invading Ukraine? Is Russia invading American cyberspace? More in a moment on Russian hackers suspected of attacking U.S. banks.
But first, to Ukraine, where today President Petro Poroshenko canceled a trip to Turkey to deal with what he called Russian troop deployments in the eastern part of his country. There's also news that pro-Russian Ukrainian rebels captured a seaside town in southeastern Ukraine and are threatening to take the strategic port city of Mariupol. Ukrainian troops had the upper hand. So is this a new front in this months-long conflict that started after Ukrainians overthrew their pro-Russia president and Russia annexed Crimea away from Ukraine? The BBC's David Stern joins us from Ukraine's capital in the West, Kiev. So, David, this claim of Russian troops in Ukraine, what do we know?
Well, yes, it's difficult to say. I can tell you that it appears that there are Russian troops in Ukraine. In fact, that's something that the rebels have just admitted themselves. But the rebels, one of the rebel leaders says that there's about 3,000 or 4,000 Russian citizens fighting on their side, of which some of them are actual active Russian soldiers. But he said these are soldiers that took a leave of duty and are now, instead of spending their vacation elsewhere, maybe on a beach, they are fighting in eastern Ukraine. Now, what the Ukrainians say is it's much more serious than that, although given that you have Russian soldiers here, it's already fairly serious. They say that it's an actual incursion, that you have groups of Russian soldiers that they've moved in, especially into the south of the country, or the southeast near Mariupol, which you mentioned, which is an area that hadn't seen fighting for a long time. The Ukrainian government forces controlled it. And then suddenly these pro-Russian fighters appeared there, and it's not really clear how they got there. And what the Ukrainians say is there's the only way they could have gotten there is via the Russian border.
Well, there are other reports that Ukrainian soldiers were running away from what they said were Russian troops, not pro-Russia Ukrainian militants, but Russian troops. And your colleague Oleg Boldarev was on BBC TV today from Moscow, and he said something interesting. Let's listen.
What is important, what is happening parallel to all these, are numerous reports in social media, in regional Russian media, about funerals of servicemen. Nobody explains officially how they were killed.
So there's a sense that, that servicemen are being buried in Russia. So respond to that.
There is a growing body of indications that Russia is involved. And it should be said that Russia, to a large degree, whether if you don't accept that there are actual Russian forces here, Russia has been involved. There have been fighters coming over the border, at least, that's what we know, weapons coming over the border. So that's already a level of involvement. But what we're talking about here is something above and beyond. First of all, as Oleg said, many reports on social media that bodies are coming back, that people are being told that their sons have died, but they're not being told how. And they're saying that there was an accident while they are conducting exercises. In fact, a Russian TV crew tried to go to one of the towns where these bodies were coming back, Pskov, and they were threatened and thrown and driven out. The other thing that we need to say is that the rebels were being pushed back into two cities, Lugansk and Donetsk, and suddenly they have found a second wind. I mean, that's putting it mildly. They've launched a major counterattack, and they are apparently very well equipped with tanks, with armored personnel carriers, with a lot of equipment. So the question is, even if Russian soldiers aren't directly involved, where are the rebels getting all of this, and how were they able to launch this major attack? And the last thing we should be said is that the Ukrainians and the Russians admit that 10 paratroopers, Russian paratroopers, were arrested on Ukrainian territory. The Russians said they got lost. So there's a lot there that indicates that something is going on.
Well, and you could be forgiven if you last looked up on this story just even maybe a week and a half ago and saw a new leader of the pro-Russian militants who looked as if he was about to throw in the towel. And then, as you say, suddenly this resurgence. There were protesters at the defense ministry in Kiev today, we understand, chanting, "Stop surrendering Ukraine." What's the mood there? Do people want the government to fight back harder? Or is, you know, I'm wondering, too, if there are some people concerned that this might now become full all-out war with Russia.
Some people say it already is. The demonstration that you refer to, there's a growing mood of anger here in Kiev and throughout the country. They want the government to fight back, but they also criticize the government for doing a bad job of it. They say the army is corrupt, it's badly led, their boys are being sent into battle, and they're being sent under-equipped and basically as cannon fodder. And that's a lot of what the demonstration was about, that there's in fact a town in eastern Ukraine that's surrounded by the rebels, that's running out of ammunition and is not receiving support. And the parents here, the relatives of these boys who are going over there, are terrified. And it looks as if there could be a backlash in Kiev against the government for this very reason. So it's a very, very volatile situation right now, both in the east and throughout the rest of the country.
That's the BBC's David Stern in Kiev, in the western part of that country. David, thank you.
Thank you.